The Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 17 to 27. John chapter 11, verses 17 to 27. Jesus comforts the sisters of Lazarus. On verse 17, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Holy Spirit, the living God, fall afresh on us. Touch our hearts. Open the eyes of our hearts. And open our ears to hear your word. And Lord, help us to understand it. And help us to live what we know and what we hear, and what we understand. For the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe, and that's the title of this message this morning. You know, I believe in miracle. And I know some of you do too, perhaps all of you. I believe in miracle because without miracle, without God's intervention, supernatural work in our lives, we will not be here today. So our God is a God of miracles. Our God is a God who can do everything and more that we can ever imagine or hope according to Scripture. He is able. God is able. And we indeed not only believe in the God who came from heaven to earth and to take away all of our sins and our brokenness and that we don't need to go to hell, that we have the life of heaven. And not only that God, but our God is a God is at work every day. Our God is alive. The God who gave us joy, peace, and love, and hope, and all that we need, but also a God who is alive. The God who is not just out in up in heaven or somewhere out there that we can't see, and we just pray to and believe that somehow, some way, our prayers might break through and the clouds of the heavens and that God might hear our prayer. That's not our God. Our God is ever present. He's right here, right now. He's with us. That's incredible. Our God is a supernatural God. And Jesus is God. Amen? Jesus is God. So this God, Jesus, was needed in this context. Three people who really, really needed Jesus. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Of course, Lazarus in this context could not call out to Jesus because he had been dead for 4 days. He's pretty dead. Dead is final. Dead is real, and dead is very, very sad. I don't know how much more I could say. It is a very sad. I don't want to make dead to be something wonderful, glorious. Dead is sad. It's the end in this on this earthly life. And so these three people really needed this God who is loving and kind and generous and faithful and ever-present. So they call on him, and they just said this. They didn't really beg Jesus to come to them. They just sent the word as true friends. They just say, Lord, the one you love is sick. So they presented their need, their physical need, their emotional need, their spiritual, all that they need. They just sent it out in a word of word to say, Lord, this is what is happening to us. The one you love is sick. Men and women, let's pause for one moment and let's pay attention to this particularly word that Martha and Mary said to Jesus. They send the word and simply by saying, Lord, the one you love is sick. And if you had been here, if you had been here, our brothers would not have died. How many times we say a prayer believing that God can do everything and he can do, he can help us in all that we need and he can do more than we could ever imagine, but we pray and we hope that God will help us in our situation, in our difficult circumstances, in our struggle, in our challenges, whether it be in sickness, whether it be in troubles, whether it be in our relationships, whether it be in our situation at work, whether we've been a challenge as we can't possibly see a way out. And we pray to God and say, Lord, this is what we're going through. And like Martha and Mary, when they said the word to Jesus and they saw nothing happen, not just one day, but for 4 days, Jesus was only Jesus was only 2 miles away from Jerusalem, Bethany, Jerusalem. Bethany was only 2 miles away from Jerusalem. And he could make that trip easily. But Jesus, God didn't show up. He didn't show up. So we need to ask this question, what do we do when God doesn't show up? The song just that the praise team just sang. To trust in God when he doesn't show up. To trust in God when we don't see the mountain moves. If we are honest, sometimes we struggle with that. Sometimes we have a hard time with truly trusting in the God who doesn't show up in our lives. And even Martha and Mary had doubts. And this is what they said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. A different way to say that is that it's way too late. It's way too late. Men and women, there's hope. And there is indeed a God who is never late. There is indeed a God who will always show up on time. Our job is never, ever give up. Would you say that with me? Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Now, here's what Martha said following her comments of saying, it's too late. Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. You could have helped us, but you didn't. You didn't answer our prayer. You didn't answer. You didn't show up on time. But then here is Martha's faith that reminds us not to ever give up. In verse 22, he said, but I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Do you hear that? God will give you whatever you ask. Lord, a brand new Mercedes would be nice. I'm kidding. Although that would be nice. But here is the word literal, whatever you ask. This is not the only place that we hear the Bible saying whatever you ask, God will give us.
Doesn't Jesus say? Did Jesus say that ask and what? You shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. So it is our job, our responsibility to never give up, and our call, our duties, to never give up and to call on Jesus' name to help us and to guide us in our life, in our situations, and whatever we're going through. Because He indeed is a God, the God who is never late, the God who's always show up on time according to His will and His purpose. And He's the one who asks us to come to Him with everything we need. So you ask me, so and say, Joseph, then, you know, why is it that your prayers or our prayers are not answered sometimes? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Because we need to really look at, reflect our lives, our spiritual lives and our prayer lives, and look back and saying, why are some of our prayers not answered? And according to the Bible, we can know those things. Because our prayers are not answered in a way that sometimes it's not best for us. And that's true because God knows our best. But many times our prayers are not answered because we're not praying it right. Right from the beginning. So we need to call on Jesus, we need to pray to God, and pray in the right way. And there are such things as praying in the right way because Jesus said so. I don't say this, but Jesus said so. This morning we pray the Lord's Prayer. And we begin that with what would help me out? Our Father. The right way to pray always is to recognize that God is not just a human idea, human philosophy, and human just invention, but our God indeed is our Father who loves us. That's the right beginning. We always acknowledge that God is our Heavenly Father. Jesus taught us that. Then following that, what did He say? Our Father, what? Who art in heaven. He's not just somewhere out there, though He's a loving friend, but He's a powerful, majestic, He is incredible God who created the heavens and the earth, and that, you know, our concerns, our problems, whatever we're going through, though they are significant, they are big, but God can, a God who is in heaven, who art in heaven, can truly handle our situation. So we call on His name, our Father who art in heaven. And then, what do we say to Him? Hallowed be Thy name. Hallowed be Thy name. Whenever we pray, whatever situation, whatever you're going through, that our prayer must be that God's name will be praised, that He will be glorified, that He will be honored, and that He will be lifted up, that His name will be holy. That's the right prayer that Jesus taught us. Whatever you're going through, pray out to God, knowing that God is our Heavenly Father, and that all your situations, circumstances happening, that if you truly believe, you trust God, that all things do work together for the good of those who love Him, that even seems your situations, your circumstances is bleak and hopeless and there's no way out, God promised that He will show up on time. Sometimes things happen to us beyond our control. And sometimes things happen to us just because our own stupidity. I say this from pulpit. Yeah. Own foolishness. But the hope and the joy, the peace is truly that God promised that no matter what, all things, not just all those things that got in God's purpose, but truly, all things work together for the good of those who love Him. when we trust in His Word, we can trust God that He is our Heavenly Father, and that whatever we are going through, ultimately God will be glorified. And so that's what happened in the story this morning. Jesus did not show up on purpose for 4 days so that He knew Lazarus will be dead. And not just 1 day, 2 days, but He waited 4 days. But this is not the only time that happened in the Bible. If you look a little earlier in John chapter 9 and study it in Jesus' healing and miracles, the signs, that there was a man born blind when he was blind, and it's not because of his stupidity or foolishness or sin, it's because he was made born blind so that God will be glorified. And that is the situation in this context with Lazarus. Lazarus needed to die. How about that? Dead for the glory of God. Now, I pray that God will not call us for that. I believe that He has a purpose and plan, okay? A little paper cut will be okay, but I mean dead for the glory of God. I don't want to do that. But Lazarus is supposed to be called. He had to die for 4 days so that God will be glorified. In fact, this is Jesus' last miracle, according to John the Gospel. The greatest act of public miracle before He went to Calvary, before He died. Well, there was one miracle at night, right after this. If you can recall, in the garden, Gethsemane Garden, where Jesus was arrested, and somebody by the name of Peter cut the ear out of one of the soldiers, right? Remember the story? And Jesus, His last act of miracle, if literally, was giving back an ear, restoring an ear of that soldiers in the night. But it was at night with a lesser crowd. But this miracle, Lazarus miracle, really is the last act of Jesus publicly during the day with many audience, many witnesses, not only the immediate family, but those who came to support and comfort the family of Martha and Mary. And Jesus performed this miracle. And Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And yeah, that is the story, that, and the underline that is that Jesus' power and His glory would be shown. But ultimately, Lazarus had to die so that God will be glorified. Now, can we find the comfort in that? Can we find some comfort, some peace, in knowing that when bad things happen to good people, can we say, oh, those things are happening so that God will be glorified, God will be honored? Well, we don't say that to people who are going through difficult times out on their face and say, oh, I'm so grateful you're going through bad times and sickness and troubles so that God will be glorified. That's the quickest way to perhaps get a slap on the face. We don't do that. But if we truly understand the context in which this John Gospel is giving us, is that Lazarus had to die so that God will be glorified. That's exactly in match with the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That you will be glorified and that you will be honored. So if we want our prayers, if we desire our prayers to be answered, let us focus on that. That God will be glorified. Indeed, our job is to ask whatever we need, and to trust that God will give us. But when we pray, we need to focus that God will be glorified, that His name shall be praised. And the second thing that I want to go through this morning, in which our prayer are not answered, is that we don't believe. We don't believe. And I'm going to stop with this point right now, and I'm just going to spend some time going through that. Our prayers are not answered because we don't believe it. Let's admit that. We don't have the faith in which, like the gospel and the scripture call us, that if you believe, you shall receive. Believe that you have them. Believe that you receive them. That faith is called for. It's needed whenever we pray. When we pray, it's not like, well, if, or might, or possible. But the Bible said, believe that you shall receive. Believe that all things are indeed possible with God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. So come to Him with a sincere heart, with a faith, believing that indeed you will receive it. Because faith and believe and faith and hope go hand in hand. So our prayers are not answered because we would rather try it on our own way. We will attempt to handle our situations, our circumstances, in the best way we know how, and running over all the solutions, all the human ideas, all human possible solutions all out there. And then we come to God as the last options, or maybe additional option to all the other things, all the other options that we have tried. Men and women, we are called to be like Martha and Mary in this context, that whenever we go through, just simply by faith saying, Lord, God, our Heavenly Father, this is what we're going through. May your name be praised. And let's see what happens. I am one of those believers that truly, truly believe in the power of prayer. And I know you do too. That when we believe that God indeed works, God indeed answers our prayers. A few months ago, last fall, we had a prayer service here, September 2nd. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to believe because that's something new to me, like a healing service. I'm in the business. I should have believed more, all right? So I thought, well, I heard about this healing business and people in our church and our community need healing, physical healing. And so I met a friend through the orchestrations of God's plan, through the planning of God. I met this man by the name of Anthony, and I invited him to have a service, and I share that with you. And at the very beginning of the service, I didn't know what to believe. I mean, he was just like another faithful believer, and he was just sharing the gospel. And then when the time of prayer came, he invited all of us to walk up and started praying with a sincere heart. And it was as he prayed, the Holy Spirit moved in the sanctuary. People were healed. Physical healing took place in the sanctuary. Pain were removed. Hands and feet and ears and eyes were healed. And five people received Jesus Christ for the first time in their whole entire life. And a few others rededicate their lives. And out of which, I was in the line, standing, and I prayed to God. I saw people falling down left and right, and people being healed. You know, my three prayers, immediate prayers, as I stood in that line, I said, not here, not now, not me. I repeated that prayer at least 10 times, because the quickest prayer ever I could ever say in the sanctuary, that time, I just said out loud in my heart, not loud, but I said, not here, not now, not me. I repeatedly, as I walked up, and it was my turn. And I had to tell you this, you think I'm making this stuff up? I didn't. I was touched by the Spirit. I fell down peacefully. It wasn't an act. It wasn't a fake. It wasn't like those things that you might heard or see about, you know, things or out there. But it was real. I couldn't control my, there's no way, I didn't drink, I wasn't drunk, I didn't take any drugs. I ate that day, I mean, my stomach was full. But I felt I just fell down. It was peace and joy. And I was telling myself, I need to get up. People watching me, this is so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing. So I tried to put myself up. And I couldn't for a few minutes. So I try to move my shoulders and try to wake myself up. It didn't work. Then I've been fighting in my head, I need to get up. This is so embarrassing. And as I got up, my hand started to move left and right, swinging to left and right nonstop. It wasn't me doing. And later on, I was reminded that I was praising God, I was worshiping Him. And I share that with you this morning, because I didn't know what that would take place from then on. And yeah, God did a lot of amazing things after that. But one of the greatest things is to be affirmed, to be strengthened, my faith and my walk with the Lord. And so I thought that was the end. But as I went to London this past week, and I was given a chance to share my faith with an immigrant family, a church, much smaller, they're about 12 or 14, the size, much smaller than us. And I was asked to strengthen their faith. I didn't know what to say except that I just have to let them know that God is real, He's at work, and that indeed if we pray to Him in faith and truly believe Him, that He will show up. So I share that story, the story I just shared. And at the end of the service, the minister, who was my cousin, said, "Joseph, you got to pray for us." I didn't plan on that. So you know what I did? I invite everybody to come up who needs help, needed healing. And they came up. And they pour out their hearts. And as they did, healing took place. Physical healing. Problems with legs, arms. Peace of heart, joy, I mean physical healings as well as emotional healing and spiritual healing. Unexpectedly, I say unexpectedly, but I should never unexpected. I should always believe in miracles, expect miracles, and do miracles in Jesus' name. But it took place there in London. Men and women, it took place there. In the Bible, Jesus said, "Didn't I say that if you believe that all things are possible and that whatever you ask, God will give you?" If you read that chapter, whole chapter of John 11, that later on Jesus called Lazarus out from the tomb. And said, "Lazarus, come out. And let the robe and the whatever you call it, the grave clothing, removed from him." If you believe, men and women, believe in the God who is so supernatural that make no sense to the unbelievers, the world out there. We believe in that God. Because as I said before, the Bible is full of evidence that God is a supernatural God and He is a faithful God and He fulfilled all the promises. 2,000 promises the Old Testament were fulfilled. And 333 promises about Jesus, what He would do, His birth, His death, His ministry, His resurrection, His betrayal, everything are all written and He fulfilled them. The Bible is the Word of God. Because only God can say those things and do them, fulfill them. And in this text this morning, that Lazarus died so that God, Jesus, could raise him and that God will be glorified. Men and women, the miracles in our lives happen so that God will be glorified. Thus, others may come to know Him, to love Him, to follow Him, and to have the gift of eternal life. Well, what more could I say?
It's time to finish this. But I want to tell you this morning that I'm not going to let this time go once again without praying for you, praying with you, because I believe in miracle, and I believe that God will work in this place if you believe. So now I'm going to invite you to come up if you need prayer, whether it be for physical, whether emotional, spiritual. Come up in line and pray. Pray with me. And pray sincerely, believe that God will do what He said He will in your life. Whatever you're going through, our God can help you and heal you and restore you and use your circumstances and use everything that you're going through for the glory of His holy name. And that's what we pray for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's always the right answer. The right prayer for the right answer. And next, believe. Believe that God will do what He said He will. Amen? So I would invite you to come and just simply come for prayer. And I would, Bill, I know you're up for it, but if you just jam some music for keyboard, can you do that? Do you think some music that you play this morning? Or that would be great, man. I didn't give you warning, but whatever you want to play, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star would be a stretch, but Jesus, whatever you have on that, it would be great. Thank you. Would you please come if you in need of prayer, for a time of prayer, spend some time in prayer this moment. Anything that you need, just pour out to God in prayer. Let us pray. And come up as you need, and just come on up here, and I'll pray with you. Okay? Let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you that you are real. Thank you that you are at work. Thank you that you're powerful. Holy Spirit, we invite you now to be right here, right now, to surround us with your power, to reign in our heart. Lord, fall afresh on us in a new way. Lord, we ask that you'll forgive all of our sins, all of our wrongs. Help us to live for you, for your glory of your holy name each day, as you forgive us, as you sanctified us, as you make us holy. Lord, I pray right now for your people to come up and pray to you, believing whatever they're going through, whether it be sickness, whether it be for hope, whether it be for joy, whether it be for peace of heart or mind, whether it be for situation that they can possibly solve. Right now, there's no way out. Father, we believe that you are a good God, that all things are indeed possible with you. So I pray that, Father, that your church will pray to you right now, any individuals, any people that are in need. Lord, invite them now to come and pray. I pray, Father, that those who have not yet received the gift of eternal life, your gift of salvation, would also come this morning and confess their need for you, for a Savior. Father, we call on your name right now. Holy Spirit, heal your daughter, her back pain, her foot. Jesus, we call on your name right now. So we believe in the power of your healing. Lord Jesus, heal your daughter right now. Holy Spirit, enter her body. Lord, just take over her back, her foot, all the pain that she has. Lord, you will just set her free, Lord.
this is the enemies taking over her life and her body from doing the things that you want her to do to serve you. So Father, I pray right now that you will bring your healing to your daughter. Heal her back and her foot, Lord. Lord, just restore her to wholeness. Jesus, we believe in you. Holy Spirit, we believe in you. You said that all things are possible, that if we ask whatever we ask, that you will give it to us. So Father, heal your daughter. Bring your healing right now in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Lord, her back. Did you say your foot?
Yeah, my foot.
Yeah, it's left or right.
This one right here.
Father, bring your healing for your daughter. We pray for her foot. Jesus, Holy Spirit, we pray that you bring your healing right now, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, bring your healing for her, that she will be healed. Lord, we believe in that. We believe, Father, that you will show up for her and her foot and for her body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Baby,
you're welcome. Be healed.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. Yeah.
Continue improvement in my health.
Yes.
I have addiction to drugs now in my eyes. So
yeah.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We'll pray for that. And believe that God can do what he said he can do.
Yes. Okay?
Lord, I pray that you will set your son free from all these illnesses. Remove them from the enemy's attack, Lord. Whatever that he's going through, Lord, the sin of unbelief, the sin of, Lord, just not being able to trust you with all illnesses, and the fear, Lord, set him free, Lord. Fear is our enemy, Lord. For those who love you, there's no fear except, Lord, the fear of God. So let him know that you love him. Assure him, Lord, of how much you love him, that, Lord, this guilt, nothing that will change him. But fear will not change him, but Lord, freedom in you, that no matter what, you love him in Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you'll bring healing for his eyesight. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll bring healing, continue healing for Kevin, healing of his heart, his body, his physical. Father, that he'll be free from all addiction, Father, that is the enemy's way to keep him in captivity. Lord God, set him free in the name of Jesus, that we pray for the healing of his eyesight. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for the healing, continued healing of his body and his heart and his brain, his heart, everything that is not going right. Father, restore him to wholeness and use him, Father, in according to your will and your purposes. Holy Spirit, be with your son right now and show your miracle and your power to Kevin. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, you call us to be brave and to be courageous. First of all, I thank you, God, for Cindy's bravery and her courage, Lord. Though she's not willing to normally to be doing this in public, Lord, you call her to be up there because you've done your miracle, your power publicly. So we call, oh God, that you set her free from this age, the 24-hour-7 age. In Jesus' name, we declare this enemy to be out of her body. Lord, set her free. We believe in, we call on you right now. Holy Spirit, enter her body. Remove all this sickness, all this illness, and this itch from her. And Lord, that she will be at peace. Her physical, her skin, her body, her mind will be set free. And Lord, I pray that whatever is not right in her life, that you will remove them by the power of your name, in Jesus' name.